All right, beautiful looking day out there. Lots of sunshine. Should be nice and warm, too, in the mid-70s. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Today, Capitol Hill is going to be swarming with families. Families with babies and toddlers. There's going to be more strollers than you can possibly imagine in Washington, D.C. This is a concerted effort to try and talk to Congress to think babies and act. They're calling it Strolling Thunder, as in strollers. Joining us right now from 0 to 3 is Dr. Myra Jones Taylor. Dr. Taylor, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Also joining us is one of the parents that's going to be participating, Marjorie Yeager. Marjorie, good morning.
Good morning.
Myra, I'd like to start with you. Tell us a little bit about what the idea is today behind this event.
Yes. So we are bringing families from all 50 states and the District of Columbia to meet with their members of Congress and make sure that they make the potential of every child a national priority. So we will be talking with members of Congress. We'll have a midday rally where, you're right, we will be storming the Capitol Hill with strollers and babies and toddlers. It's a great, exciting day.
Marjorie, why was this important to you and your family?
Absolutely. I'm the mother of 3 young boys under the age of 5, and so I was extremely excited. I actually had the opportunity to participate in the first strolling event, Thunder event, last year and meet with members of Congress to tell the story of my family and our needs and the importance of supporting policies that help babies and toddlers, and talking about the need for paid leave and access to high-quality, affordable child care. And it was an incredible experience, so I'm excited to continue to be involved.
Do you feel like the elected officials that you talked with were receptive to the ideas that you wanted to talk to them about?
I do. It was great. They were really interested in the story of my family, the challenges that we had encountered, and they really wanted to hear what the needs were of my children and millions of families just like mine all across the country. So it was a great opportunity to really talk and tell our personal story.
Tell us a little bit about what you told the representatives that you talked to.
Sure, absolutely. So I talked to them about when I had my first child, who actually was premature and came early, and the challenges, one, of ensuring that I had paid leave so that I could spend time, one, to help him medically and then to bond with him and spend time with him, and then, two, to ensure that we got him into a high-quality, affordable child care. And we had quite a bit of challenge finding affordable child care, actually. We applied to 19 different daycares and spent over $2,000 just on application fees. And it took months before we ultimately got into a center. So it was really challenging. So I shared that story and talked about the importance of addressing those issues for families just like mine.
Myra, there are basically 3 messages that you want to get through today. What are those?
Yes. Yeah, so first, we want to make sure that we have a national paid family and medical leave insurance program so that families like Marjorie's have time to bond with their child after the birth of a healthy child, an adoption of a healthy child, or a child who is born prematurely, has special medical needs. We want to make sure that parents aren't making choices between work and their children. So that's the first. The second is making sure we increase access to high-quality, affordable child care. We know that child care is more expensive than many people's mortgages. It certainly was for mine. I know in Michigan, it's over $10,000 a year for a family to pay for infant toddler care in a center. So that's the second. And the third is to increase investment in early Head Start. We know that early Head Start is the gold standard for infants and toddlers, especially infants and toddlers who are coming from low-income families where they need an extra little extra support. And so we want to make sure that we have that investment there.
For families that maybe want to participate in some way but aren't going to be in the nation's capital today, is there any way that they can do so perhaps online?
There is, absolutely. We would love for your listeners to go to thinkbabies.org, and there they can find all the resources about our campaign. They can find out about Strolling Thunder, and they can find out how they can reach out to their members of Congress to share their story. We know that parents are the best advocates for their babies, and so we want our members of their members of Congress to hear from them. You can also have them follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, hashtag Think Babies, hashtag Strolling Thunder, and engage with our big media campaign today and throughout the year.
All right, will do. Ladies, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.